אל פרשת השבוע פום וישב אנטיל ויחי spoke about the tension between Yosef and his brothers. I would like to raise a few questions and to see through these questions how Chazal give us unbelievable insight about all this argument between the brothers and Yosef, and for sure to see how it's relevant for us and how this relates also to these special days, Hanukkah and our time. Question number one, obvious question that everyone asks, how we can explain the brothers so hate Yosef עד כדי כך, when we look in the first paragraph, פסוק י"ח, ויראו אותו מרחוק, ובטרם יקרב עליהם, והתנכלו אותו לעמיתו. They don't mention his name. ויראו אותו, והתנכלו אותו לעמיתו. Also in next פסוק, ואמרו איש אל אחיו, ידי בעל החלומות על הזה בא, but never to mention his name. Later when they threw him to the boar, פסוק קפה, וישבו לאכול לחם, they sit and they eat beside the boar, he scream, they not care. It's unbelievable. We talk about שבטי קה, how they come to so much tension between them to Yosef. But in other end, when we look in the pasuk kavav, ויאמר יהודה אל אחיו, מה בצע כי נהרוג את אחינו, is our brother, וכיסינו את דמו, לכו ונמכרנו לישמעאלים, וידינו אל תהי בו, כי אחינו בשרנו הוא. אחינו בשרנו? Is my body? No, send them home. Why you kicking from the house? Is all this psukim make us really confused? And one end, they don't mention his name, ויראו אותו, וישליחו אותו, הנה בא על החלומות על הזה בא, never to mention his name. In other end, אחינו בשרנו. אחינו בשרנו, no, is do the right thing. Is how we explain all these titles what the brothers give to Yosef. Moreover, the famous question what the Ramban ask in the second paragraph, כי יש לתמוע אחר שעמד יוסף במצרים ימים רבים והיה פקיד ונגיד בבית צר גדול במצרים, איך לא שלח כתב אחד לאביו להודיו ולנחמו. How Yosef had tremendous opportunity. First, when he had of the house of Potiphar. Later, when he assistant of Paro. Why don't say, he don't send any letter or slave to say, Abba, I am alive. You know, you Abba have a lot of pain. And you don't, you have opportunity to stop his pain and you don't do anything. Comes the Ramban and answer, because Yosef would like all his dream will take place. השתחווים לי. This would be Ramban answer. אבל היה רואה כי השתחוויות אחיו לו, וגם לאביו וכל זרו איתו, אי אפשר להיות בארצם, והיה מקווה להיותו שם במצרים. He believed these dreams can take place only in Egypt. And the question would come out is, this is what Yosef have in his mind. This is the ego of Yosef to see his father and all the family land in Egypt and משתחווים לו? Definitely not. Is what the Ramban would like to teach us. And back the question of the Ramban, this is our second question, why Yosef don't say anything to his father? This is the two questions what I would like through this question to start, and really we will see PA playing how Chazal explain us all the inside what happened between Yosef and his brothers. Is the explanation of this question and all this sugya start with the first paragraph. Vayar Yaakov, ki yesh shedr b'mitzrayim, vayomer Yaakov lebanav, lama titrau? Vayomer inei, shamati ki yesh shedr b'mitzrayim, redu shama, shivru lanu misham, v'nichye v'lo namut. Vayirdu achei Yosef asara, lishbor bar m'mitzrayim. First time, after many, many years, the brothers have new title, Achei Yosef. And Chazal asks in paragraph 5, Ra'ui la'mikra lomar b'nei Yaakov, Ma'u Achei Yosef? Mitchila lo na'agu bo achva, ela mecharu, basof mitchartu. U'bechol yom amru nelech u'nevaker alav, v'nashivehu el aviv. After a short time, they understand they make major mistake, and they really want to find the opportunity to go to find them and to bring them back home. But the brother know to go to find Yosef in Egypt, this can take minimum months, maybe more. But all the brothers will leave the house for so long, Abba will ask them, what going? I don't see you so long. Yes? What did you say to him? They will lie again? And they will really wait for opportunity. Now Abba say, we're starving. We don't have anything more to eat. Maybe go to buy food. The brother say, sure. And now is a great opportunity, because when you go to buy food in another state, you don't know how it's take, you don't know the regulation, you don't know the system. This can take a week, day, or 2 months. And the brother, very happy, what they have the opportunity really to bring, to find yourself, the hope to find yourself, and to bring it back home. This is from the aspect of the brothers. Yosef, from his side, he really know the brother will land in Egypt. This is no question for him. How he knows this? What we read yesterday. We mentioned this one time before, when he explained all the dreams of Paro. Yes, what he say, Paro, when he says the dreams to Yosef, Bachalomi, v'inei sheva parot yefot toar, v'sheva parot rakot besar. This is not the real dream. The real dream is very 7 fat cows and skin cows. But when he talked to Yosef, he changed and he say, Sheva parot yifot toar, v'sheva parot rakot basar. Immediately Yosef said, 1 minute, Sheva parot yifot toar, my mother, Rachel, v'Rachel haita yifot toar. How many years Abba work for Ima? 7. And my aunt Leah, v'enei Leah, rakot. How many years Abba work for the aunt? Also 7. And the parot rakot eat yifot toar. Bnei Leah want to kill me. Is he know definitely the brother will end in Egypt? It's only a question of time. Now, he want to see the brothers immediately when they land in Egypt. How he can make this? Only in one way. He build immigration, Chazal say, in Egypt. The head of the immigration is Menashe and Ephraim. Every person in the different gate in Egypt have list of names, and he immediately when he see one of the name, he need to say or to Ephraim or to Menashe. In this list, they have 10 names, and every person who land in Egypt need to fill this application with 3 questions. Your name, your father name, and your grandfather name. And one day, in gate number 1, they see Reuven, Ben Yaakov, Ben Yitzchak. Gate number 2, Shimon, Ben Yaakov, Ben Yitzchak, etc. Immediately they know these people, what Menashe and Ephraim look so much, land. Yosef takes them and brings them immediately to his palace, only for one reason. He wants to know if after over 20 years, what he don't stay in the house, what exactly is the relationship, what they have with Binyamin. If something changed in the mind of the brothers, they understand they make mistake, or still they hate the son of Rachel, one child what left in the house. And this is really what he wants to know. Now, what happened? They stay in front of Yosef. What he asks them? The first question what he asks them, we not find in Parashat Miketz, what we read yesterday. We find in this coming parasha, what we're going to read, this Shabbos, in paragraph 7, when Yehuda repeat exactly word by word all the conversation. Yehuda say, Vayigash elav Yehuda, Vayomer bi Adoni. ידבר מעבדך דבר באוזני אדוני והליכה רפך בעבדך מחמוך כפרו. Now listen, אדוני שאל את עבדיו לאמור, היש לכם אב או אח? Why? Because he don't see Benjamin with the brothers. Why Benjamin don't live with all the brothers? Oh, he help Abba. Every time one of the brothers stay בתורנות with Abba to help him, maybe this is the time of Benjamin, or maybe still they have a lot of tension between the brothers to Benjamin. He want to check. And he ask, היש לכם אב או אח? Look what's the answer to him. ונומר אל אדוני פסוק אף, יש לנו אב זקן וילד זקונים קטן ואחיו מת. His brother died, but not our brother. And also, he is only for us ילד, child. Immediately, Yosef understand the situation is exactly the same. And he have a lot what to do. Because if you really understand the brother have great relationship with Benjamin, immediately on the spot he say, Shalom Aleichem, I am Yosef. And all the story will end immediately. But in the moment when he find the brother say, יש לנו ילד, זקונים ילד, ואחיו מת, 1 minute, I don't feel my job, Abba sent me over 20 years ago and said to me, לך נראה את שלום אחיך, go make all the family one family. I have a lot what to do. Now, Yosef also know, he will keep somebody, one or two or more, with him, and few from his brothers need to go back home to bring food to Abba and all the family. This is no question. The Ramban mentioned to us in paragraph 2, I don't read this inside. Ramban mentioned to us the time from Egypt to Hebron, the place where all the family stay, take 6 days. 6 days is mean to have overnight minimum 2 nights or 3 in different places in the way back home. When they have overnight, Yosef very worried from this. Why? Because Yosef know they will stop where? Some hotel. What they will do? They can find other people, other travelers. They will talk to one of them, say to me, and say to one of them, excuse me, sir, you from Egypt. Yes. Can I ask you a question? We land in Egypt to buy food exactly the same as everyone. Immediately after we land, the police of the government take us to the vice president of Egypt, Yosef. And he start to scream of us. This is a system in your state. What every Egyptian from the street will answer to the brothers? You talk about who? The assistant of Paro? He is criminal. He stays in the jail over 10 years. He is genius to explain dreams. One day our king had a dream. All his advisors give him explanation. He's not satisfied. He helped a lot to Sarah Mashkin. He explained the dreams of Paro. After this, immediately he gave also advice. He's really unbelievable person, genius. And the king, Paro, make him his advisor, his assistant. And also we remember, he say, when he talked to him, all the newspaper talk about this, he is also Ivri. What the brother will recognize immediately? He is Yosef. And in the moment when they recognize this is Yosef, finish. He cannot fill his mission to unite the family. And he asks himself, how I can take and divide and separate my brothers what travel home and will travel back 6 days in one way as a 6 days in another way to separate them from all the Egyptians. I have only one way. When they start to talk to him in paragraph 6, what the pasuk say in pasuk tet ויזכור יוסף את החלומות אשר חלם להם ויאמר עליהם מרגלים אתם לראות את ערוות הארץ באתם. And they try to explain him, no, we come to buy food. And ויאמר עליהם פסוק י"ב, again, לא כי ערוות הארץ באתם לראות. Again, he's mean מרגלים אתם. And they try to explain to him something else, he stops them again, פסוק י"ד, ויאמר עליהם יוסף, הוא אשר דיברתי עליכם לאמור, מרגלים אתם. Yosef make here something unbelievable. every few words that they try to explain something, he stop and say, I'm sorry, meragelim atem. You spy, why? Because when you say to somebody, you meragel, you spy, and you heard this from who? From the vice president of Egypt, the assistant of the king in Egypt, you scare to talk to anybody else. Because we know this from many other places all over the world in our time. When the government said to somebody, we worry, maybe you spy, he never talked to anyone. And Yosef knows this is only one way what he have to separate the brothers from anybody else. And they have really big trauma. Because when they land in Eretz Canaan, they say to Abba Yaakov 3 times, Abba, this person, every minute say to us, meraglim atem, meraglim atem, meraglim atem. We try to explain him, he don't want to listen, he scream of us, he very upset, he very angry. And we see this work excellent. Now, not only this, how many brothers land in Egypt? How many? 10. Why? Yosef and Enu, and Binyamin never leave Abba. 10 brothers. In the beginning, Yosef take all these 10 and put them in the jail. After a few days, he say, I changed my mind. One will stay, all the rest will return home to bring Binyamin. And bring also food to your family. Correct? And they return home, in the way, they find what? Levi finds the money, yes, in his luggage. And all the brothers find this later. Correct? Why Yosef makes this? Because Yosef say to his family, I would like, you will return home exactly how you return from the bore in Shechem. When they sell Yosef, how many brothers are around the bore? 10. Because Reuven stay with Abba, Binyamin every time stay with Abba? 10 brothers. How many is a return? How many? 9. With what? With money. Al Mocham Makesef Tzadik. Now exactly same from Egypt. They will return how many? 9 with money. Because the name of the jail in the Torah is what? Kisamu Oti Babor. And Yosef know my brothers are very clever people. They will recognize and they will know what is mean 1 + 1 = 2. And immediately when he sent 9 and he leave 1, the first reaction is in paragraph 8, Pasuk Kaf Aleph, Vayomu Ish Elachiv, Aval Ashemim Anachnu, Alachinu, Asherainu Tzarat Nafsho. Aval Ashemim Anachnu is our fault because what we make to Yosef. When they find the money, paragraph 9, ויצא לידם פסוק ויחרדו איש אל אחיו לאמור מה זאת עשה אלוקים לנו. זה שק כמו מה מודיד ויצא לידם, because they understand this is really מידה כנגד מידה. What happened between Yosef and his brother in Shechem and what happened now when they land in Eretz Canaan, in the moment when they land in Eretz Canaan and they say, Abba, we're in big problem. He say to us to bring Binyamin. In the meantime, he keep Shimon. What is the reaction of Yaakov? He don't say one word. He don't answer to them. He listen and he stay quiet. But in the moment when everyone open his sack to take out all the food and everyone find his money, only in this moment, end of paragraph 10, ויראו צרורות את צרורות כספיהם הם אבי אביהם ויראו, פסוק למדבר, ויאמר עליהם יעקב אביהם, אותי שיקלתם יוסף איננו, שמעון איננו, את בנימין תיקחו. Now יעקב come and say, no way, יוסף איננו, שמעון איננו, בנימין תיקחו. Why he says this only now? Because when Yaakov Avinu see every one of his children return home with money, this cannot happen by accident. Sometimes a mistake, they put food with the money, but every one of his children return home with his money, this is not by accident. This is exactly what they say to him 20 years ago. What they say to him 20 years ago? Abba, Chaya Ra'a Chalatu, We're very sorry. And Zeraterah now is what? With money. And now they say, Shimon and Eno. Because he keep him in the jail. And Zeraterah now is money. Don't play with me in this game again. No way about Binyamin, you cannot get him. But in the moment when they don't have anything what to eat, and Yehuda say to Abba, no Ervenu, he say as a role to him, Yehuda say to Abba, Shincha Anar Iti. What does mean Shincha Anar Iti? Shincha Anar Iti is mean Abba, I will come your Shaliach. I will come your Shaliach. What is mean Shaliach? Shluchu shel Adam kemoto. Abba, I can tell you, I will represent you completely. Is mean I have same feeling what you have to Binyamin. I have also same feeling to Binyamin. I will protect them exactly same as you will do this if you will go to Egypt. In the moment, first time, when from the time when they land in Israel, one of the children of Leah say to Abba Yaakov about one of the children of Rachel, Abba, I'm your Shaliach. Trust me. I have same feeling what you have to Binyamin, I have also. Kacha. I wait to this moment, from the moment when I land in Eretz Israel. No problem. Take Binyamin. God bless you. And he will protect you on the way to Egypt. When they land in Egypt, and Yosef see Binyamin also, he see him, but he really don't know if the brother like him or don't like him. He knows they don't have choice, they need to bring him. How he knows this? When he sends them back home and he find the gavia by Binyamin. Is now, before we continue, it's very interesting, when the shaliach of Yosef come to check, maybe some of the brothers steal the gavia, what they say to him? With all the respect, we return to Egypt with a lot of money. What we get by accident, and we give back the money. If we give back the money, kal vachomer, we don't going what? To steal anything. Not gavia, nothing else. This shaliach say, no question. I trust you. But only two children, two brothers, don't have this kal vachomer. Who? Shimon would stay in the jail, and Benjamin would come now. I want to check what's going on with these two children. Bagadol echel ubakatan kila. Chazan say bagadol echel Shimon, bakatan kila Binyamin. He don't check by any other. And he said to him, I told you, we trust you, but we cannot trust these two brothers. Now, when Yehuda stay in front of Yosef, and he say to him in paragraph 13, פסוק למד ב', זה פסוק what you mentioned before, כי עבדך ערב את הנער מאים אבי, לאמור אם לא אביינו אליך וחטאתי לאבי כל הימים, ואתה ישבנה עבדך תחת הנער. In the moment when יהודה say, you need to understand, I am the שליח of my father. עבדך ערב זמין, I am שליח. In the moment when he mentioned the word, I am שליח, כי עבדך ערב, and I will take exactly his place. Come Yosef and say, שלום עליכם, my brother, I am also שליח. Sam Abba sent both of us. He sent you as Binyamin, because you say you שליח. He sent me, because I say to him, he said to me also, I am שליח. וישלחהו מעמק חברון, ויאמר, לך נראה את שלום אחיך ואת שלום הצאן. וישלחהו מעמק חברון. I am also שליח. Two שליחים never argue. Two שליחים never have ego. Because it's not what I want. It's not what you want. No one takes space. I am שליח to somebody else. If I am שליח and you שליח, you try to make the best, I try to make the best. How much I can, I do. How much you can, you do. We not argue. We not take space for anyone. In the moment when they understand the שליחים, the family come together. But my question is, how Yosef, all the years, in Egypt have tremendous koichos to hold himself in the house of Potiphar, with the shit Potiphar. When the brother landed in Egypt a few times, he topak Yosef, he hold himself, he go outside to Kani, clean his face and return him. Again, and Bechlal, how we have the kochot to do this? The answer is exactly same what I said in the beginning. Every dream, what Yosef explained, is not because he's professor for dreams. It's not because he's genius to explain dreams. This is not his position. Every dream what he explained is not only to the person what asked him, please help me and explain my dream. Because every dream talk to him. I show this to you in the dreams of Paro. Now exactly with Sarah Mashkim and Sarah Oifim. Sarah Mashkim have dream and Sarah Oifim. How really Yosef know in 3 days from now, in the birthday of Paro, Sarah Mashkim will return to his position and Sarah Oifim will die? How he knows this? From the dream himself. How? When we look inside, it's unbelievable. In a paragraph, we have this, the dream. Oh. We have this here in paragraph 21. Vayisaper Sarah Mashkim et chalomo leYosef. Vayomer lo, bachalomi, והנה גפן לפניי, ובגפן 13 רגים, והיא כפורחת, עלתה, ניצה, הבשילו אשכנותיה הענבים, וכוס פרעה בידי, ויקח את הענבים, ויסחט אותם לכוס פרעה. This is שרה משכין דרים, שרה אופין דרים, ויער שרה אופין כי טוב פתר, ויאמר אל יוסף, אף אני בחלומי, והנה 3 סלי חורי על ראשי, ובסל העליון, מכל מאכל פרעה מעשה אופה. כאן יוסף and say 1 minute. It's big difference between these 2 dreams. Sarah Mashkin, what he see in the dream? All the process. He sees the tree empty. Arum! Not leaves, not flowers, not fruit. Step by step, he find the leaves. After the leaves, the flower. After the flower, the beginning of the fruit. After the beginning of the fruit come ready. After it's come ready, he made from the grape wine. What he sees in the dream of Sarah Ofim, immediately the end of the product. What he say? בחלומי ובסל העליון מכל מאכל פרו מעשה אופה. מכל מאכל פרו מעשה אופה. רגע, זריעה, חרישה, קצירה, תחינה, all the process he don't see. He see the food ready to eat. This is not normal. We cannot have piece of bread, piece of cake, if we don't have before all the process. You know what happened to Sarah Oifim? He will die. Sarah Mashkim, we see the process. And this is the way I will explain to Sarah Mashkim and Sarah Oifim, they dream. But for Yosef himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Rabbi Yosef, you stand now in the jail. How you look if you look in the mirror? With nothing. Nobody know anything about you. Nobody can find you. Nobody can dream where you stay. And you stay for Ma'asar Olam. For all your life. Is look, Chaval al Hazman, no chance. Yosef, step by step. Soon you will see the leaves. After this you see the fruit. The flowers. After the flowers you will see the fruit. And you will take from this wine and you will give to all your brother to drink. I know over 20 years you don't drink a little bit wine. Your brother also don't drink any kind of wine. And you will see the day will come and you with all your brothers together, first time after over 20 years, you will drink wine together. And this happened when Benjamin landed in Egypt. Is Yosef understand this is process? Never give up in any situation. If it's look dark, if it's look complicated, if it's look bemet and sikui, don't give up. If you have the emunah, you will make this. And here I want to tell you something unbelievable. When Yosef stay in the jail, is mean parashat vayeshev, 2 weeks ago, when he stay in the jail, the Torah tells us black on white, sar betasoar, recognize everything what Yosef do, Hashem Matzliach. The word Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, in Parashat Vayeshev, this is the last time what we find the word Yud Kei Vav Kei, Shem Hashem, until end of Parashat Vayechi. When Yaakov bless all his brothers, all his children, and he come to Shevet Dan, what he say to Shevet Dan? Dan Yadin Amor, Kechat Shiftei Israel, etc., etc., Lishuatcha, Kiviti Hashem. You know what this mean? For us, every few psukim, Vayomer Hashem, Vayedaber Hashem, Vayedaber Hashem, Vayomer Hashem. From Shishi, in Parashat Vayeshev, until the end of Vayechi, we not find in the Torah, Shem Hashem. Why? The explanation is, sometimes we look for Shem Hashem. Sometimes we look to get some help, to get some shoulder, to get some hand. It's dark. It's dark. Shem Hashem is Bebet HaSohar. In the jail. We don't see him. The way to take him from the jail, kivyachol, the way to take him from the darkness, and to bring him back, and to show he is here all the time, is Lishuatcha kiviti Hashem. The look for Lishuatcha kiviti Hashem. And this, exactly, Mora v'Rabotai, all the essence of Chanukah, Le'olam Parashat Miketz, take place in Chanukah. Some years also Vayeshev, but Miketz every time. Why? Because when we look what happened in Chanukah, we recognize something very interesting. Three times, maybe more, when we watch the end and we say Birkat Hamazon, we say every day Al HaNisim. What Al HaNisim say in the beginning? Bimei מתתיהו בנוחנן כהן גדול חשמונה ובניו כשעמדה מלכות יוון הרשע למחה ישראל להשכיחם תורתך ולהעבירם מחוקי רצונך. What is mean להשכיחם תורתך? We can take from anyone everything what he have except one thing, what he have in his head. If the person is still normal, we never cannot take his memory, what he remember, good and bad. He cannot eat, we can stop him to eat, stop him to sleep, everything. What does it mean להשכיחם תורתך? And also, להעבירם מחוקי רצונך? What does it mean להעבירם? I am anus. What do? You close the day school? You close the yeshiva? You close the בתכנסיות? I cannot daven, I cannot learn. I really want, I cannot, I'm anus. Why is the lotion is להעבירם מחוקי רצונך? What does it mean להשכיחם? להשכיחם relate to every one of us. When is happened? After 9 months in the room of Ima, when we sit and we learn all the Tere Kule, and the time come to come to this world, what the Gemara tells us? כיוון שהגיע זמנו לצאת לעולם, בא מלאך וסותרו על פיו, and he forget all the Torah and he come to this world. He שוכח את כל התורה כולה. Why? Because when we stay in the process of the pregnancy of Ima, we have everything. We eat, we sleep, we're growing, we learn. One thing we don't have, we cannot talk. We cannot show any kind of voice. The first thing what child do when he comes to this world, he start what? To cry. What does it mean? He move to different environment. When we move to different environment, this what help to forget what we have before. The Yevamim know clearly to close the shul, the yeshivot, the day school, we not succeed. Jewish people know to learn in the bunker. Jewish people know to learn in any way. We cannot do this. The way is leave them with everything what they have, but build different environment. And step by step, this kind of world don't take year or two or three. Sometimes it takes generation. And step by step, to move them to different environment. When they move to different environment, they start to forget what happened in the past environment, and this is mean להעבירם מחוקי רצונך. להעבירם is mean to take them and to move them to other environment. You move them, you win. You win. This is mean also לשון עבירה. Why is עבירה? עבירה? לעבור. I move myself. When I make עבירה, and other עבירה, and other עבירה, I start to build for myself other environment. When I build other environment for myself, I forget everything what I had before. Classic example. Look all our children. People learn in Eretz Israel 1 year, 2 years. And they come back. Really. Great people. Sometimes you can't say Brocha b'shem u'malchut mechai amazing. How this happened? Because they have great Rebbe? Because they have great Mashgiach? Because they have great Rosh Hashiva? Yes. But the main point is the same difference environment. The Gemara come and tells us about Yetzer Hara. If Yetzer Hara attacked you, paga b'cha menuv al zeh Yetzer Hara, what you need to do? Moshcheu lebet HaMidrash. If I have the opportunity to write this Gemara, I will write the Gemara differently. If paga b'cha Yetzer Hara, take the Tehillim, say capital Tehillim. Take the Mishnah what you have with you, say Mishnah. Why Moshcheu lebet HaMidrash? Because to say Tehillim, to say the Mishnah what I have, this is Advil. Now we need antibiotica is Moshcheu lebet HaMidrash, because in the environment of Bet HaMidrash he never walk in, he never walk into the environment of Bet HaMidrash, and this place is stuck. He can wait for us outside, and if we know to build this kind of environment in anything what we do in our life, he a very difficult job. It's a famous story about Rabbi Yitzchak Kuttner when he is young. So Yeshiva of Chaim Berlin, in the end of his life in Eretz Israel, he learned one time with the Yeshiva by himself. He sit and learn. So Yeshiva asked him, why you learn by yourself? You don't have Chavruta? He said, what do you mean? I have Chavruta? What do you mean you have Chavruta? I see you learn by yourself. No, he's with you Chavruta. My Yetzer Hore. Yetzer Hore? Why don't learn with Yetzer Hatov? Yetzer Hatov don't stay in Bet HaMidrash. Only Yetzer Hara want to walk in. I take him in. In I can win against him. In Bet HaMidrash, I know how to deal with him. Because again, the environment of Bet HaMidrash, he cannot stay. This what they really want to be, different environment. And what happened? And what happened in Hanukkah? How we win when people build other environment? How you can stop this? Practically, if we stay in environment that is completely far away from Torah, far away from Mitzvot, and we enjoy, it's great. It's good. How we can stop this environment? How? In one way. The way is Ashgacha Pratit. Give me to experience in 2 more minutes. It's unbelievable. Chanukah is holiday of Ashgacha Pratit. Masarta Rabin Beyad Meatim. This is Chanukah. What stay behind this? What stay behind this? The Gemara tells us why women have chiv to light Chanukah candle. Why? Af em ayu be'oto anes. Is the Rishonim explain af em ayu be'oto anes is mean all the miracle take place through women? Yehudit. And what happened with Yehudit? What happened with Yehudit? The Gemara tells us in Masechet Ketubot, kol haniset tiba'el la'egmon tchila. Every woman when she is married, she needs to stay to spend the first night with the Egmon. What kind of gzera is? Not only Maaseh Znut. Zigra tells us Betula is 2 words. Betaf is bat. Vav lamedei gimatria of em. Em vebat. They want to destroy it, the continuation of Kedushas Israel, of Taharat Israel. They want to split between mothers and daughters. And how she makes this? Chazal tells us in Megillat Antioch, this is unbelievable. The Kesar recognized she go to marry tonight. The wedding take place. Everybody come to the wedding. Everybody very happy. And in the same time, everybody very sad. Because everybody know in the end of this wedding, she go to the Kesar. Everybody dance and like and also have a lot of tears. only Yehudit. Smile, happy, one drop of tears she don't have on the face. The wedding is over, the car with the police of the people of the Egmon wait outside to take Yehudit with Simlat Kala to the car, to the Egmon. She kissed the mezuzah and she said to the husband, I will see you soon. And she leaves the house. She leaves the place of the wedding. She comes to the Kaisar, she says to him, okay, I want to eat something. No, what kind of meal? Milchik. And she gives him to eat and to eat more and more and feel very tired. She said, rest a little bit, sleep. Now she cut his head. How? With what? She comes with knife. She comes directly from the wedding, from the knife and fork, what they have to the meal. And remember, Chazal says, Shev Simlat Kala Levana. One drop of blood she don't have on the simla. She need to clean the hand. She put his head in his tick. She go outside after 3 o'clock, after midnight, and she come to Olam Yisrael and say, Rabbi Sayi, this is a Kaisar, you can take him. And this makes all the revolution. And all the men say, wow, if this young girl can make, I'm very uncomfortable to feel, if she can make this, why I don't do anything about Yiddishkeit? Why I don't do anything about Kvod Shamayim? And this return, this change of the system of the world. What does it mean? This is emunah b'ashgacha pratit. This is ashgacha pratit. She work because she believe this can take place. And Rabbi Yisrael, I can tell you, the Rambam says this to us clearly in Ilchot Melachim. I read this Rambam one time in my life, almost 23 years ago, when Lebanon war start, when we cross the border. The Rambam say בהלכות מלאכים, כיוון שבא באורחי המלחמה, the Rambam say, we need to forget about our wife, our children, our everyone, and only trust the Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you do this, the Rambam say, you get promise, you return home alive, you will have Siyata Dishmaya, and you will have great generation of children. This, what the Rambam promised to us, black and white, and he returned in, and he connect to this halacha, psukim. Emuna be'ashgacha pratit, this will take place in Chanukah. And I want to end, pilei pleim, every month have mazal. You know, every month have mazal. Mazal of Adar is Dagim. Mazal of Tishrei is Me'oznaim. What is the mazal of Chodesh Kislev? Last day of Chodesh Kislev today. What is the mazal? Keshet. What is Keshet? Bow. B-O-W. Not rainbow, Keshet. What is unique by Keshet? You have two ways to fight back in the war. Cherev and Keshet. Yaakov said to Yosef, I give you the city of Shechem, asher lakachti miyad ha'emori b'charbi u'b'keshti. Cherev show the physical power what you have. Because if you're a strong person, you know how to use the cherev quickly, how to attack many people, what you can, and to stay so, alive. Is cherev show your physical koach, what you bring outside. Keshet is the opposite. How keshet look normally? We have the middle, yes, and we also what? String. Chut. Meitar, we say in Hebrew. This is normal keshet. What we do is a keshet. We pull and we pull. Amor, we pull the keshet. Amor, we pull the keshet. What really is the keshet want? The keshet. I talk only about the keshet. Want to come back what? To the normal. Back to the normal. In the moment when the keshet come back to the bow, come back to the normal, the arrow go far away. This is the essence of Chodesh Kislev. Keshet. We stay far away. We move. The Yevanim affect us a lot. How we win? We come back what? To the normal. Ve'atem advekim, ba'ashem elokichem, chayim kulchem ayom. This is Chanukah. Ashgacha pratit. Yosef, he is the first who will show us what is mean Ashgacha pratit. He stay alone in Egypt. He can do what he wants. But he really know what is look nice, what is real nice, and what is far away from nice. Yosef is yatom. Yatom. Alone. Yatom, the Arizal say, is Rashi Tevot. Yefe toar, ve'yefe mare. This is Yosef. And he is not only one of the children of Yaakov, he also Av He only, what we find about the end of his life twice. In the end of Bereshit, in the beginning of Shemot. Last pasuk in Bereshit, Vayamat Yosef ben 110 shanim. The beginning of Shemot, Vayamat Yosef v'chol echav v'chol ador ahu. Why twice? Because Yosef is child in one end, Sefer Rabbanim, and also he is father. He is more derech. He has special status. He teaches how to survive in Galut and how to unit family. How he teaches life is process. Never give up. If you have a difficult day, tomorrow is also day. If today you don't see any leaves, any flowers, don't give up. Tomorrow you will see this. Continue. Hamor l'ishuatcha kiviti Hashem. We have. This is a way to succeed. And this is what David the Melech say. Kaveh Hashem. What happened to you after Kaveh Hashem? Chazak v'yametz libecha. But after Chazak v'yametz libecha, still Kaveh Hashem. This what will keep us strong. And this is the reason why Yosef don't send letter to his father. Why? Because Yosef know, if I say, Abba, I'm alive. Maybe Abba will help me for a short time. But he never forget what the brother make to him and what the brother make to Yaakov. But now, when they stay in Egypt and everybody together, Yosef say, Abba, you send me to unit the family. You believe, and I believe this can take a week or 2 weeks. We have mistake, both of us. Mistake over 20 years. But I feel my mission. In this moment, Abba will never remember for a second what happened in the past. And he's very happy to see all the family together. This is what Yosef come and teach us. If we take this with us in our daily life from this Hanukkah, and what you come every Sunday really to learn is unbelievable. You bring Bes Midrash to your life. This unbelievable beginning for all the week is Bezat Hashem, will be zoche from the light of Hanukkah to Or Chadash al Tzion Tahir, and Nizkeh Kulanu b'mera Leora. Thank you very much.